Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Listening to Reset Community Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. With me here,
Juliana,
Mariana,
and Isaac.
Yeah, welcome guys, welcome to the show. And I would like to congratulate all the Muslim community members all around the world for, you know, successfully completing the fasting month, almost. So, you know, we still have a few days left. And yeah, so today we have a very special guest from Ahmadiyya Muslim community. He's a youth leader with them, and they're based in Auckland. So we're going to talk about the community and how they celebrate the Eid festival here. And without further ado, he's going to, you know, introduce himself. So Isaac, to you.
Right. Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here. This is the first time I've done anything like this. But yeah, I'm from the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association, based here in Auckland. And I am one of their local youth leaders. And so, yeah, as everybody knows, we're currently going through the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
And in which Muslims fast for 29 or 30 days. And yeah, we're almost through it, nearing the end.
That's amazing. And also we have here Mariana and Juliana. They've just had a splendid trip back in last week.
It was on the weekends.
We weren't here on the last show because we were away. We went down to Coromandel, down to Opeta Bay. We stayed there for 4 days. It was a really nice holiday with our friends, yeah.
Amazing. How about you, Juliana?
It was really good. It was surprisingly the most active 4 days I've had so far this year.
Did you guys have some hike down there?
We went on the beach like 7 times a day.
Yeah, there's a lot of hike.
We didn't quite go for a hike, but we went for like really long walks on the beach. It was amazing. It was really fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We're going to talk some about the Ramadan and Eid festival. So, Isaac, could you tell me something about how the month of Ramadan do you guys celebrate, and how do you break the fast, and when do you close the fast, and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So during the month of Ramadan, Muslims fast, of course. The Islamic fast itself starts from before dawn, so that's usually an hour and a half before sunrise. Mm-hmm. And during that period, Muslims eat a pre-dawn meal. It's called Sahri. And so it is highly recommended that Muslims do eat this because the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, of Islam, said that there is blessings in eating this pre-dawn meal. So we eat that, and of course we do the morning prayer, and then the fast itself extends from that time until after sunset.
And how long is the fasting last in a day?
It depends from country to country, but...
How about in Auckland?
In Auckland itself, it's from... about 5 in the morning, about 5:35 in the morning, till about 5:30 in the evening.
So around 12 hours.
Yeah.
So you get dinners.
Sorry?
So you eat dinners?
Yes, of course, yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So after you've broken your fast, you can eat as much as you
like. You can eat anything.
So that's great.
And how do you think, is it difficult doing the fasting, or it depends on the country, they have longer hours, or... And how do you also measure the hours? Who decide this is these hours going to be for this country and these hours from different countries?
Yeah.
So is there someone like an imam... decides that this year we're going to have these long hours, or is there any calculation that you guys do?
The Ahmadi Muslim community has a timetable that's created before the month of Ramadan begins, in which the time for the morning meal and the time for iftar, when you break your fast, is all written down for all the 29 and 30 days. So it's all set out for you, and of course the month of Ramadan is based on the Islamic calendar, which is a lunar calendar, and it's calculated by the movement of the moon. So we utilize sort of scientific principles in it to determine what the timing is like, when to break it, and things like that.
Yeah, so we are already past two Asharas.
Yes.
And we're in the last final Ashara of Ramadan. And so were you born in New Zealand, or you're from... you're originally from any other country?
Yes, so I was born in Fiji.
Okay.
And I moved here with my family in 2004.
Okay.
How old
were you when...
7 years old. Okay. So I've been here ever since.
So did you have any idea how you guys celebrated Ramadan and Eid back in Fiji, and how it's different here.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, like, it wasn't much different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because New Zealand and Fiji are quite close, but
right.
the way it's celebrated back home in Fiji is exactly similar to here.
Yep. No, okay. All right, guys. We're going to go on a short music break, and we'll be back in a bit.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Reset Radio. You're listening Planet FM, brought to you by ARCC. With me here,
Juliana,
Mariana,
Isaac.
Yeah, before going to the break, we were talking about Ramadan and how it's different. And actually, Juliana have a very wonderful and good question.
I wanted to ask, like, is there any exceptions for when you can eat, when you can, like, break the fasting?
Yes. So basically, there are different people falling in the category of the sick. So that includes people who are sick temporarily or permanently, and elderly people who are too weak to fast, or women who are in the family way, or suckling, or doing their monthlies. So these are the people that are exempted from fasting.
Yeah. And what they do have, is there anything they have to do if they are sick, or they just leave the fasting? Or is there any other ways that they could practice?
Yes, so for those people that are sick or who are on a journey, that's another thing, is that if you're on a journey, you're exempted from fasting.
Right.
But for those people, they have to make up for the number of days they've missed during Ramadan once they have fully recovered, they're in good health, or they have completed their journey and returned back home. So they have to make up.
Also, they have to pay anything if...
Yes, so... It's a thing called fidya.
Okay.
So with reference to Ramadan, is the expiation for the missed fast during Ramadan. And essentially it is feeding a needy two ordinary meals or their price, or at least 2.75 kilograms of wheat or any other commonly consumed grain, or its price for every missed fast.
Interesting. Yeah.
So that's what they have to pay.
And is there any other practices that we you guys have in during month of Ramadan? We're just fasting normal, and is there anything at end of the month that Muslim people do?
At the end of the month, there's Eid, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Like a day to celebrate, to mark the end of the Ramadan.
Right.
You wear your best clothes, you make good food, you know, you invite your friends, your neighbors.
Okay. And how do you guys decide? So I heard that it's 29 or 30 days month. How do you determine it's going to be 30 days month, or is it going to be a 29th?
So like I mentioned before, it's based on the movement of the moon. So every year just shifts from one month or to another, or it could be crossing over between 2 months. Like it did this year. I think we started in April, and now we're in May. So
yes.
Yeah. So, but it's always either 29 or 30 days.
Yeah. So like some countries, they decide on the 29th that the Eid is going to be tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Is this the same teaching does Muslim community in New Zealand follows, or is there any predetermined time from the scientist, or you know?
No, so that is what essentially determines whether you celebrate Eid on after the 29th is if you see the moon. If there's a sighting for the moon, the new moon, then you can celebrate on the 30th day of Ramadan.
Okay. So it's going to be the first of the next month?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. And how do you typically, you know, celebrate the Eid day from starting from the morning, and how do you close up the day? So are there any certain practices that the Muslim community do?
Yes, so there's the Eid Salat, the Eid prayer that happens in the morning. So at the mosque, the Imam would lead the prayer, and it's just a special prayer to mark the end of Ramadan, and after that there's no such practices. You just celebrate with your family and friends.
So there are two
I was just wondering, I want to ask about the history and like the background behind the celebration
behind Eid and Ramadan.
So
the significance about Ramadan is that it is the month in which the Holy Quran, the holy scripture of Muslims, was revealed to Muslims. So we believe, we know that the archangel Gabriel came down to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and used to reveal chapter by chapter, like verses to him. And it is reported that in the final year of his lifetime, that the archangel Gabriel revised the whole of the Quran twice with the Holy Prophet.
Interesting. So then the whole, you know, the Ramadan month and everything started. Ah, that's great. So it's been over 1400 years that Muslims have been celebrating.
It's been an ongoing practice since then.
Yeah, so I also want to talk about Eid again. Sorry. So
can I just add to that? It's actually a third pillar of Islam.
Okay.
So it's like one of the fundamental things that Muslims are required to believe in and practice.
Okay.
If you're a growing up man, woman, sane and good, in good health, then you, it's obligatory that you do fast. Yes.
Interesting. And what age does the fasting for a person start? So can kids do observe fasting, or is there any certain amount of age for?
Yes, so for children it's not encouraged that they fast, because they're still growing.
Yeah.
But once, if they reach the age of 11 or 12, they are able to fast for a day or two to get into the practice and train themselves. But once you reach the age of 18, the full maturity age, then it becomes compulsory for you to fast.
And do you remember when did you started your fasting?
I think it must have started around 12, 13, roughly that age. I can't remember clearly, but yeah, roughly.
Right, guys, we're going to the music break, and we'll get you back in a moment.
Sunset in your eyes, brown and blue. Under the shape of years and the way that brought us here, only to see your change.
welcome back to Reset Radio. You're listening to Reset Community Radio, brought to you by ARCC. With me here,
Juliana,
Mariana,
Isaac.
Yeah, we were talking about Ramadan and the Eid festival, and we've covered Ramadan month, and now let's come back to the Eid part. Mm-hmm. So, are there only one Eid that Muslims celebrate the whole year, or is there like there are more Eids there?
So there's two Eids. So mm-hmm. this is Eid al-Fitr, mm-hmm. And there's Eid al-Adha. Mm-hmm. So
what's the difference? Do they also need to fast before Eid al-Adha?
No, no. Mm-hmm. So there's no fasting requirement or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's more to do with the story of how the Prophet Abraham was instructed by God to sacrifice his son, mm-hmm. As a test, and in his loyalty and his, you know, respect for God, he was willing to do it, and so was his son. Like, he was willing to comply and be sacrificed. Mm-hmm. So, but of course, that didn't happen because they passed the test, and you know, right. God stopped them and said that.
And when the Eid al-Adha comes, is it after a few months or after the Eid al-Fitr?
Yeah, there's a reasonable amount of time, like between Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. I'm not sure about the exact date this year, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's not like...
So probably a couple of months.
Yeah, you could say something around that time frame. That's okay.
And is there some like hierarchy, which Eid is bigger or which has you know, more meaning, or they're both kind of the same?
That's an interesting question. I'd have to look. If I'm honest, I have to look into that myself. But I think they both have their own like significance,
right.
and reason for being a day of celebration. But yeah, but as in most countries, as far as I'm aware, mm-hmm. Muslims sacrifice meat and they distribute the meat to the poor, the needy.
Is it because of the sacrifice that Ibrahim passed on, or that?
Yes, I think, in my opinion, like in my understanding, it's more of like a symbolic thing out mm-hmm. of respect to sort of learn the lesson from what the events of what happened that day,
right.
with the Prophet and his son, like his willingness to, you know, yeah. obviously sacrifice a child right. out of his love and respect for God. So, mm-hmm. so just in remembrance of that, Muslims right, continue right. that.
Yeah, so we're very lucky that we're living in New Zealand, so we might not see the effect of the COVID that has been the effect has been happening all over the world. So do you have any you know, family living overseas, and how they're going to celebrate? You know, we are in pandemic, because in New Zealand we are celebrating like we used to do. But how about your families and friends overseas? How they're going to celebrate?
I mean, the situation's like really tough for everybody everywhere. Yeah. I do have family and friends back home in Fiji, and as you must, I'm sure most people know, there's been a recent outbreak of COVID. So obviously with the restrictions and things, there's nothing much you can do because you're on lockdown. So in cases like that, you can't really celebrate Eid openly as you would on a normal day. And of course, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is spread across the world. So countries like UK, they're still in lockdown, so it's difficult, you know.
It is. It's not only the Eid celebration has been affected, other events celebrations have also been affected. Mm-hmm. So exactly. As I do remember, we were in lockdown and last year when Ramadan came, and how it was different last year than this year.
Yes, so it was very different. Unique experience, I must say, like, because Muslims during Ramadan go to the mosque every night
right.
to do a special prayer called Taraweeh. It's every single day of the month of Ramadan. So obviously under lockdown conditions, we couldn't. So you had to do it at home with your family members. And not only that, but other prayers, of course. But what was interesting was that we, as the rest of the world has, we've also made use of Zoom and Google Hangouts and tech and app like this. So we ran like online sermons and sessions, you know, where the imams, the missionaries would just jump on and, you know, talk about
Well, that is very interesting because, you know, on a religious point of view, adopting technology is always controversial. Mm-hmm. But as you guys, you know, go ahead and you said, yes, we're going to, you know, implement it, use of the technology to reach, you know, your community. It's very interesting.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, use tech for good, you know, for good things, then it's great.
Yeah. And yeah, so this year will be different because there's no lockdown, luckily.
Yes. Very grateful for that.
Amazing. You guys have, Mariana and Juliana, do you guys have any question? You guys seems to be a bit quiet.
I'm just learning so much today.
Yeah, just kind of listening and learning, to be honest.
So is there any kind of fasting that on your sect that you guys do?
No, we don't actually do anything to do with fasting.
We do use Zoom after the lockdown. Because we're part of Jehovah's Witnesses. And we're taking precaution and not getting everyone sick. Right. And because our like meetings are usually very big.
Over 100 people at once.
That's a huge crowd.
And we have them twice a week as well. Okay. So it's been on Zoom since April 2020, I think. So it's since March 2020.
So since last year, you guys only meeting on
Zoom? Yeah, so for a whole year, it's just been Zoom meetings.
And it's very different because we, like, every year about, I think I was in about, like, four times, we'd have these congregations, conventions, and it's, like, a huge, huge gathering of people from, like, around
How
area?
Is it different from Russia and New Zealand? So is it the same practice that you guys do?
Usually, yes, but it's very different with COVID for everyone, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but we're just doing it through Zoom now, and it's very encouraging to see how many people are still, you know, believing, you know, not just not joining Zoom because it's easy to just miss out, you know?
Yes. And also, you know, when you need to attend an event or a meeting, if it's 1 hour, you have to plan for 3-4 hours. But if it's online, it's just 1 hour, so you save a lot of time there as well. Okay, guys, we're going for a music break again, and we'll be back in a bit.
Not your turn out them music bajao kehta hu ye sabse Party, don't
चल मिलके करे फन आओ जहाज में या भर के ट्रक से आज की पार्टी मेरी तरफ से आज की पार्टी मेरी तरफ से चंद को बोलो मेरे फलक से आज की पार्टी मेरी तरफ से
Welcome back. You're listening to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM, with me here,
Juliana,
Mariana,
Isaac.
Yeah, so guys, we've been talking about Eid and Ramadan month and how it's been celebrated. And now we got some other interesting topic here as well, like our mates Juliana and Mariana just had an amazing trip, and let's see what they have to talk about.
Yeah, it was a very fun trip. We got to meet with our friends who we haven't seen for a very long time. Yeah. It was very fun, and at first it seemed like, you know, it went like dragged on for so long. I felt like I was there for like a week, but then like by the last day it felt like it just flew by, and it was weird.
Was it a week?
It was 4 days.
4 days.
Okay. Yeah.
It felt like a week though.
No, it flew by really quickly. It's one of those moments that you're still experiencing it, but you already miss it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know it's going to end soon and you already miss it.
Like Sunday evenings.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is there any certain activity or exercise that you guys done?
So, we mostly just played board games. We sat in the like garage because some people brought their guitars and they just played guitar and we listened to it and it was a lot of fun. We talked a lot. We went for long beach walks and like at night as well we went stargazing.
Oh.
And we actually even went swimming once.
So how does the sky looks like in the night sky?
So much difference.
The night sky there is so beautiful. It's you can see all the stars and it's like layered in the Milky Way and everything. No pollution, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just lie there on the beach watching the sun.
And there's no street lights as well, so it's like pitch black.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, the other thing I don't like about Auckland is that we have a lot of pollution here.
Yeah.
Big roads. And whenever I go, you know, into small towns, even small cities, I always love how, you know, they're community-based and they close everything around 5 o'clock or 6-ish. And when you go out and there's no car on the road. I remember one time when I think it was last year when I went to Coromandel and we went to the walk. And when we go on to the beach side, and it was so quiet over there, and suddenly the waves, you know, comes in and it's a loud bam, and first time I got surprised and shocked. Oh, yeah. What happened?
it was really pretty. The views were beautiful. We went to the beach for sunset every night, sunrise. I think we watched sunrise once because it's too early to wake up every day. But yes, and then just it was amazing to be able to hang out with people for 4 days, and especially with like last year was COVID and everything, and we didn't see each other for a long time. And it was unforgettable experience. The views are really pretty. The water was warm at night, but like cold during the day.
Yeah,
but. And we also found, like, a random playground there, like, a long way, like, half an hour away. We walked, and then we found one. So it was great meeting a lot of new people and just being able to talk to them and hang out and, yeah.
Oh, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I missed my school days already. Yeah,
miss the school days, don't miss the school.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah,
I do not miss school.
Yeah, oh, that sounds really interesting. Okay, coming back to Isaac, and so most of all the listeners, they didn't much know about, you know, Islam and Muslim teaching, and if they want to reach out to you or, you know, they want to learn more, is there any, you know, website or is there any contact that you want to provide to our listeners?
Yes, so we have a website called discoverislam.nz. So we write a huge range of articles on a variety of subjects, and it's all written by our community members. So essentially the aim of Discover Islam NZ is to introduce New Zealanders about the true teachings of Islam and to remove misunderstandings. And it's just dedicated to create a more understanding, mm-hmm. peaceful and harmonious society.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has any questions, wants to read up on things, feel free to visit.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go ahead and look. because it's interesting how, Ramadan and then the Eid and, you know, the other festivals that's been happen. So is the Eid on this coming Friday?
It should be this coming Friday.
Mm-hmm. So
it's the 14th on that day. Yeah.
So people like who are not from Muslim community, and if they want to experience how you guys celebrate Eid, so are they allowed to come and see and observe how do you guys celebrate Eid, or is it strictly for Muslim people?
I'm not sure, but I feel like if you have friends and family that do celebrate Eid, then you can definitely be a part of it and experience the atmosphere and the excitement around it. You can enjoy the good food as well.
Are there any sweets?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, there's a huge range of sweets. not only sweets, but like Indian sweets. Pakistani sweets, like everything.
Exactly, I heard that it's also called Eid of Sweets as well.
I've never heard that before.
Okay. I'm from Pakistan, we call it meaty Eid.
It's very fitting.
It's good. And coming back to Juliana and Mariana. So, do you guys have any more questions to ask Mr. Isaac?
I don't think so. No.
We can go back to the interesting conversation we were having about your trip. So was your trip organized by your school or it was self-organized?
It was organized, self-organized. My friends, we all came up with it and just planned it
So I think it's been planned for like 3 months now.
Yeah, we've planned I think they planned it like last year, and then everything was super complicated, they had to change it to this year. So it was, excitement was going on for a long time. We're planning to do it for a while.
So this means you guys have already planned for the summer vacations already?
We have. We actually have.
Where you guys are going?
Oh, I think they're coming here.
Auckland, yeah.
I think our friends are coming to Auckland.
And we're about that you guys decided to go, or you still
not
haven't
yet,
decided
not
yet?
Not yet. We haven't decided on that yet.
I think we're going to the city.
Probably just walk around the city.
Mm-hmm. And around Auckland,
One of the really good things I like to do in here is skating, roller skating.
Roller skating.
Yeah, I find that, and ice skating as well. I think those are probably one of my favorites. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you good at it?
I don't know. I wouldn't say so. I used to take ice skating classes for like a year and a half. So I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been on ice for a year, so I don't know.
It's like riding a bicycle, I think, you know?
You just got to get used. Like, I skate for a bit, I'll probably get all my skills back, but...
Last time I went ice skating, it took me like an hour, and then I just snap back into my normal, being able to skate. But it is kind of like with a bicycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it hard to walk after skating. it's really weird because it's hard to adjust to skating because you just normally walk, but then you just slide around.
Yeah.
And when you have to step big back on the ground to walk, it feels weird because you're not going rolling anymore forward. Yeah. And surprisingly, ice skating and roller skating is super different. You would think it's similar in a way, of course, but the things you would do to you would learn how to kind of stop, how to kind of hold your balance. Right. So like ice skating, for example.
Yeah.
And then it's not at all like that with roller skating because it's like rubber wheels and you can't like scrape the ice like you do, and it's just, it's a whole bunch of small things, but it makes it difficult to switch between the two.
Definitely.
I think it really depends on like the skates you use, because there's the two types. There's the four wheels on like two on each side,
yes,
and there's the four wheels on like in the middle, like your skates.
But still, it's just the wheels and the blades and just the surface. It's different.
Yeah. So which one is more difficult, is ice skating or roller skating?
For me, it's roller skating, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I find ice skating easier just because I did classes for a while.
Right.
But it, neither of them is really too hard.
That sounds so cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So do you guys also ride bicycles? Or?
I know how to. Mm-hmm. I don't have my own, so I don't do it very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of forgot how to.
What's your guys' favorite activity to do outdoors?
On tours? If it's in summer, I really like to go snorkeling.
Mm.
I've done it maybe 3 times in my whole life, and I loved every single time. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Now, Isaac, what's your favorite activity?
My favorite activity? Yeah. I like playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
I like to think so.
Oh, I suck at football. I think I broke my ankle once trying to play football.
Yeah. I played today and I almost rolled my ankle because there was a hole in the field that we were playing.
Oh, that's annoying.
Aside from that, I just... Yeah,
that's fun.
More of an outdoor person. Not really gaming, into gaming or anything like that.
Yeah. You like, you know, sports...
Sports, yeah, and just going for like walks or things like that, cycling, things, simple things.
Yeah.
Like
I've seen you sometime playing volleyball. You're good at it.
Oh yeah, volleyball. Yeah, that actually slipped my mind. Yeah, I don't play it a lot, but when I do, I really enjoy it.
And
volleyball, sorry.
And I'm decent. Yeah, I get by. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, for me, I really like playing cricket. Especially when we were back home, especially after I usually come back from school, we had lunch, and after that we do our prayers, and then all of my friends, you know, come to my place because I own the bat and ball. Mm-hmm. So all the cricket team from our small community, they come together and say, they always come, Asif, come, yes, let's play cricket. And even not only evening time, we were playing cricket at 42 degree hot day because so we were sweating all over the place, but you know, when you were young, you really like
I'm afraid the show might cut us off because we have like a minute left.
That's all here for today, and thank you, Mariana, for reminding, because once I start talking,
it's a lot of fun. You just forget about things, just keep going on. It's a lot of fun. So it's just
All right, guys, thank you very much, Isaac, for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, because we always, you know, like to explore other ethnicity that we are having. And thank you, Mariana and Juliana, for joining us. And we'll hope to see you guys next week. Same time, same place, and of course, same channel.
Yeah.
So, goodbye, guys.
See you guys.
See ya. Right. 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetradio.